Now that Metro Morning is getting off to an earlier start, we thought we'd use the time to meet people who share their special talents, skills, and expertise with others. So joining me today is David Lowe. He taught himself to play the drums when he was growing up, and with the new school year underway, he's getting set to travel to schools around the GTA to pass on that love of drumming, which he says is much more than learning to play a musical instrument. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, when you look at someone drumming, it looks like it's really easy. Is it easy or is it hard?
Drumming is very easy, but I have this this little anecdote that I do in my workshops, and I love to say this to people, and I'll question them. People say, you know, do you have to be coordinated to play the drums? And I sort of, you know, the heads there say, well, this is a trick question. Do you have to be coordinated? So, you know, hands go up and say, no, you don't. I pause. And I've been playing drums for over 30 years. You have to be very coordinated to play right. The drums. You do not have to be coordinated to learn to play the drums.
Oh.
There's the difference.
Okay.
Anyone can learn, you know, skills that you build on. But in order to do it, to execute it, absolutely.
You have to be coordinated.
Yes.
Now, can you learn coordination or not?
You develop.
You develop.
You develop.
With practice?
Very absolutely. Lots of repetition, lots of muscle memory, patience, and practice. I preach to the kids the three P's, my three P's anyway, practice, patience.
Mm-hmm.
And practice and practicing is the easy part. Patience. We all want to get good overnight. Yeah.
So where do you start when you go in with kids and you walk in? It's like, okay, here I am. I'm going to teach you how to drum. Where do you start?
Wow. Well, if I am, let's say we're talking about when I do it for the schools, I have sort of two formats. And one is the larger format, the one-man show. So the entire student body comes out into the gymnasium and Dave Lowe and his drums and some musical examples. And I essentially will walk them through a brief history of rhythm. What part does it play in music?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, by this time, you know, the first 2 minutes, they're like, well, just play, please.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I do. And then I explain to them that, you know, where it came from and how I learned to do it. And then I tell them I'm self-taught. And they just, how did you do that? And I say, well, I'm going to tell you. Pause the three P's. Practice and patience. And I basically will take them through different musical examples of, you know, my goal is to enlighten them about music and to make them more aware about it and to create a lot of enthusiasm and fun for it. So when you realize, well, you know, this group loves the hard rock stuff and this group loves the funky stuff and this one loves the country, and I say, well, I'll strip away all the melody and I'll play the rhythm. You can't tell me which one. Because the same beats, the same rhythms are in all of the music, crosses over. Yeah.
Unlike guitar, unlike other kinds of beats.
Well, guitar, a more melodic instrument, you can immediately tell, taking out effects anyway, what style of music it is, especially when we talk polar. If we're going from classical to hard rock, you can certainly tell, well, what style it is. When you're playing just a rhythm, it can be applied to any style. Right. And of course, depending on the musician, it's got to make sense. It's how you play it. But the basic rhythm, if I was to write it on the board or on a piece of paper, you know, a country drummer versus the rock drummer, they're going to look at the rhythm. They're going to play it. What's written.
Now, so that's when you're working with a great big group. But I understand that you also have the chance to work in smaller groups.
Yes, I do.
And you work with buckets.
That
upside
too?
Down buckets.
That's part of it. Yeah, the bucket guy. That is the smaller format. And I go into the schools, and it's usually no more than about two classes worth of kids, so 50 or less. And I essentially will take them through some very rudimental basics about drumming. So how to hold your drumstick, because there is a proper way.
Mm-hmm.
How to hit the drum. We learn the grip. And then we learn through my method of the rhythms, all right, just sort of a syllabic approach to the rhythms, how they sound, you know. And I can get very young kids, even kindergarten kids, creating their rhythms.
Do they love it?
They love it. It's a sense of accomplishment that I really enjoy because I can see the sense of accomplishment. And there's a certain synergy that takes place in the room when you have 30 or 40 kids all in sync. They realize, like, wow, we sound incredible. And it's not all that difficult. It does take some work, but the bucket drumming program is usually 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the age group. And I have them write their own music. And they perform it usually at their spring concerts or their Christmas concerts or what have you. And it's very effective, lots of fun, cheap for the schools because you're buying a bucket. It's usually in around $6.50 a student. And, you know, a pair of sticks that they get to keep because they love that. That's the novelty part of it. And I'm always hoping that, you know, you'll take it home and practice it or at least you'll remember, you know, this guy that came in and, you know, inspire a kid to maybe work harder at his piano, understand the rhythm behind it, what have you. But I take them through that bucket drumming. They work it with their groups. They enjoy it. They love it.
And what do you think they get out of this?
Initially, they just get a lot of fun. It's a novelty. This cool guy came in with funky hair, and he played the drums, and it was cool. But once they start to realize that they can do what I'm doing, and they can do it effectively with a group, then they start to build on that and enjoy what they've learned, right? Which is the fun part for me.
Is it wonderful for you to do this?
More wonderful than I thought it would be. My first love is to perform. I prefer to be, you know, behind my drums playing for huge audiences, as, you know, any musician would. We have to work and find work where we can and freelance in small shows, bigger shows. But one of the things I didn't realize that I really enjoyed and found out that I'm pretty good at it was the teaching. It's very rewarding when I get a lot of emails and response from students and teachers.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Thanks very much for coming in.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure.
David Lowe is a Toronto musician and a drumming teacher who travels to schools around the GTA. And you can find out more about the workshops that he runs on his website, which is dsldrums.com.